Ephraim's Nevu. How does prophecy work? So it's Kufayin Aleph, which is 175. Umran Neshama. See, there's a green book there.
Yeah.
It's the English version. It's how long, but you may just want to listen. So Umran Neshama.
What page?
Oyd Inyan. Acher. Achbois. Ladas. I want to know one more thing, which is how to. This I'm going to be saying the Hebrew, but you can follow along either one.
Okay.
So the question is, I have something to discuss with you. It's not something which is as fundamental as anything we've discussed till now, but I do want to understand. I really want to understand it. Is that what is it? I want to understand more about Nevuah, about prophecy. It's a certain knowledge Hashem gives. Okay. So this is a fundamental principle that he's been saying over and over again in the book, and in other Sfarim say it. Rambam says it, others say it. That when we any interaction we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in this world is we're not actually having an interaction with Hashem Himself. Meaning we're not busy trying to describe Hashem Himself. Because there is no words that we have in our vocabulary to describe Hashem, who lives and exists beyond our comprehension and beyond our world. So any terminology that we have will not you be will not be able to be describing that reality. It's like trying to use paint colors to describe sound.
So what are we doing?
So we're not describing, we're not using the paint colors to describe the sound. But well, let's say what you want to do is you want to, or let's say scientifically you want to describe the sound. So I guess there's notes. That's an A minor, that's a D minor, it's a G, whatever, F, whatever, right? So you want what? So if you wanted to describe the sound, you could actually use terminology that would be descriptive of the sound itself. But if you're not, if you don't have the terminology, you're not aware of how to describe sound. I have no idea how to describe it. So what do I say? It's pleasant. It's loud. It's rocky. It's there's a beat.
It moves my
It
soul.
moves. What you're describing about the music is not the sound itself, it's how it makes you feel. Really, it's pleasant. Really describing the sound, it's describing what someone that interacts with the sound feels like. You hear my point?
Yeah.
So anything that we describe of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not describing Hashem himself. We're describing how Hashem is interacting currently with the world. So if we say Hashem is merciful, we're not talking about that he is merciful. We can't merciful. Is not a description of Hashem. But merciful is a behavior that Hashem's currently doing that makes us feel that he's being merciful. That's the point. V'yasigu mitiv meitiv umanish mirachem, and we can sometimes we he interacts with us as someone as a one doing good. Sometimes it's someone punishing. Sometimes it's one showing a rachmanus. Sometimes it's a judge. Sometimes he's giving life, sometimes it's healing, sometimes, but it's all what the way his actions are interacting with the world, but it's not describing Hashem himself. And the Navi will understand, the prophet will understand how the actions of Hashem are coming to affect the world. But the Navi, the prophet, will never come with a description or an understanding or a revelation of Hashem himself. So a prophet can tell you what's going to happen in the future. Because he understands how a certain midah has to play out into the world. So therefore, the way it's going to play out in the world, this is going to be a certain type of explosion. There's going to be a certain type of war. There's going to be a certain type of economic event, right? Because I see the clarity of how he's interacting with the world right now and how he will interact with the world. But there's no description. A Navi, as opposed to popular belief, will not ever get a revelation about Hashem himself. V'yasigu kol ha-toldos ha-nilodos mizeh b'chol ha-nivroim shiyu v'yasigu toifes b'midah sh'tofas u'b'midah sh'yitvois b'chol prati ha-inyan hazeh kule. There was Ah, however, Mahusoy HaPoshut Le'asigu, they're never going to understand the Shem himself. And even what they are getting, they're not getting fully. They're just getting it through like a vision, but they're not like being told it straight out. So he says, fine, but I want to understand. So how does he get that vision? So you're describing to me what the Navi is exposed to, and you're describing to me that he doesn't get it as a clear directive, like clear. It's given to him as a message, or given to him as a vision. What is the nature of that vision? That's what he wants to know.
Didn't we get off topic somehow?
Well, we're at the end of the book, so I'm not sure exactly how prophecy exactly comes in, but it does. It has to do with all this because it has to do with the big picture of how Hashem's running the world. So he said those that are exposed to it are the prophets, and they understand how Hashem's running the world to some degree. Again, it's not about Hashem, but how he's running the world, and that's why they could predict future actions.
It's not so much that Hashem says this is going to happen. It's more that they have understanding of the Anahaga, and then they almost like could predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, right. That's what he's about to explain.
What number are we on?
170, 180.
But it seems like from the Nevi'im, though, like that Hashem says this and this is going to happen,
Well,
right?
let's see. Mikra Molehu. This is a very open pasuk. He says, in Hosea, hey, that's what we're going to be learning next month. Hosea, Ubiyad HaNevi'im Adama. Uv Moshe Rabbeinu Nemar, V'mar V'loi Basically, a nevuah is a dream, is a vision. It's not a directive. They're never going to be exposed to the actual vision of Hashem. What they're going to experience is going to create within their mind an image. So they're going to get some sort of vision of an imagination of something which is supposed to tell them about something else that they need to know. Besides Moshe,
Didn't Moshe speak directly to Hashem?
this is all prophets other than Moshe.
What about the patriarchs?
No,
I
only
mean,
Moshe.
patriarch Hashem told Yaakov that I'm going to make a great nation out of you, and
Yeah,
it's
but that
going
was
to.
all in a vision. Not Moshe Rabbeinu reached a higher level of prophecy than the patriarchs. The Rambam writes that explicitly. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. And the reason for that is because we would not be able to be given the Torah through a prophet other than Moshe. We needed that prophet on that level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that you are correct on that assessment. When it comes to patriarchs, it's a machlok. No. Not as clear, but the Rambam writes that they were not as on the level of Moshe. Interestingly enough.
Is that the
Va'omra.
pasuk Vayira El Shem? Right.
Yeah. Va'omra ain't derech hasagasam k'mo shemaseges But don't think that a prophet's understanding comes the way we understand things intellectually. Aval yasaga nishpa bohem v'yedia nechkekes. Interesting. Okay. So this is a very interesting.
Dialogue between the Avos and Hashem. You know, when Avram says to Hashem, "How do I know this is going to really happen?" That he got,
Okay, but he's still not.
wasn't the
That's prayer.
dialogue?
I don't know exactly. I'm not sure.
That's what I thought.
I don't know if that's a different idea than this. It could be the same thing. But what he's saying now is he's saying the way a prophet achieves his knowledge is different than the way we achieve our knowledge. The way we achieve our knowledge is intellectually, and we put pieces together to create a formula. That's generally how knowledge works, right? Knowledge is you get different pieces of information. You kind of dissect it down to its basic part and then rebuild something. That's the system of knowledge. So you take in everything and you build it up. So you kind of have to create the knowledge. When it comes to a prophet, he doesn't have to put the pieces together in his mind to come to the conclusion he's coming up to. The conclusion itself and the entire significance of the idea comes straight into his mind as a conclusion by itself. So therefore, he says there's no room for error in that because he's given the knowledge directly. He understands exactly what the message being sent is. Okay, I'm not, like you said, we're a little off topic here, but Vitzar Sheish Mishle Hamidos and Mishle Hatolados, Pierce. Yesh Mishom Shem is Dama Kovid Alina Pimi Dosa and Pulaisa. Yesh Mishom Shem Shulu Apoil Hanif Almi Menu. Derek Moshe, Kashir Tahodan Barhu Laharas Kvoidu Lanavi Kumamate of Mirahim is Damal Kazakin. Kashir Tahodan Barhu Gibra Lavi Yarak Bokur, etc. Ach Mishle Apulo is him King and Makal Shaki Birmi of Sora Nafuach, this week's Haftarah. Okay.
Says you must differentiate between allegorical visions of
Yes.
God's attributes and
Versus
allegorical.
actions of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Meaning to say, sometimes a Navi wants to know, Hashem, which attribute are you using right now? What's in the driver's seat? Is what's driving you now mishpat, which means strict judgment, or what's driving you now is more rachamim, which is mercy? What's the driving force? That's what the prophet wants to know. In that case, the allegorical vision he may receive would be of a young man, action, ready to fight. That's I'm going to be with Mishpat, with judgment. Or he may see a vision of an old man, gentle old man. That's going to be a vision of mercy. So that would be that. So there's other allegorical visions having to do directly with what is Hashem planning to do, but not which midah he will be expressing. It's much more direct. So let's say he wants to show that I'm going to be doing something. I'm going to make a destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So he'll show, like in the case was a pot boiling over, which basically means it's time has come. And the so there's two ways Hashem may express through the Nevuah, what he's planning on doing. Now let's do one more paragraph. Hine, Mimashev Shalias Bimare and Zeh, who ribuy adimyoina, that sometimes you could have that there are conflicting messages in one message. Okay. Now, why is that true? Hateva Hagashmi Allahs, Shaina Masuim Ella Lagufim Lavad. Okay. Like I said, this got really off topic today, but basically the point is, so Hashem says that that everything is a vision, everything you see, and I will show you visions that will depict my midos and depict what I'm going to be doing. Sometimes there will be multiple visions in one revelation, and you have to determine and explain each and every one of them.
Are those visions
Well,
are they generated by the prophet, or are they generated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the prophet sees?
yeah, I think the second letter. But he's going to ask a question that the Pasuk says that Hashem didn't show us visions. So why are we saying that Hashem does show us visions? So we're going to have to see that tomorrow, Beis
Great, thank you, Rabbi.
Hashem.
Oh. I
Okay?
assume you got to meet Ruvain, my this
Very,
is my workout,
very
Haperka.
quick, very briefly. We just met earlier.
Thank you, Ravi.
That's a